Sandusky now has 51 seconds to go the length of the field on this stingy Harbor Beach defense.
92 yards to be specific. It's a handoff to Braxton Washi. Breaks free of his first two tackles. Takes three black jerseys to stop him at the 16, maybe even the 17-yard line. Tackle made finally by Ethan Hessling, linebacker, 5'11", sophomore for Harbor Beach. Sets him a second down in short, second down in two, according to the spot. Less than 30 seconds left in this first half. Still 6-0 Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach swarming to the football. Yes, there was a missed tackle or two, but the missed tackle didn't cost him much. If anything, it cost Sandusky some valuable time, but it sure looks like they're going to run one more play and go to halftime down 6-0.
12 seconds left. The snap is still not off. There it is. Lee gets the snap. Hands it off right at the middle to Braxton Washi. He moves forward for about a yard, maybe two, out to about the 19-yard line. Stops the clock momentarily because of the first down. First and 10 for Sandusky with 6 seconds left. And now they're saying start the clock back up. And Sandusky's still in the huddle. And that is how we'll come to the half with just one touchdown between these two teams on five total drives. After two quarters of play, 24 minutes of play in the books, it is Harbor Beach 6, Sandusky nothing, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies. Or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half as Harbor Beach leads Sandusky 6-0 after a game-up half of football that would have lasted just 44 minutes. We'll get to the scoring plays in just a moment, but right now we listen into our halftime festivities. It is a chilly and blustery homecoming night in Harbor Beach. The Marching Pirates are on the field. We'll take a listen in. Harbor Beach alma mater there as we continue our halftime festivities from homecoming night in Harbor Beach.
With a pirate victory. Here's their famous 1980s hit, Celebration, featuring a trumpet solo by Jordan Lemansky.
Now we check in with Dave Hansen with our scoring play of the game. Dave Hansen, what you got?
It wasn't too many, but there was just one. A Devin Puff 1-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion failed, and that would be your only score of the first half. Two high-powered offenses can only come up with 6 points. 6-0 Harbor Beach. They lead Sandusky at halftime.
When you take a look at the time of possession, Harbor Beach with 12 minutes and 41 seconds on the clock. On just two drives, which resulted in a touchdown and a punt. Sandusky came out on 13 plays, marched 27 yards altogether, and took 7 minutes and 35 seconds off the clock. It resulted in a punt. Harbor Beach then marched down the field, 94 yards for that score, with Devin Puff bunching it in from 1 yard out. Sandusky then results in a punt after a quick three and out, just getting 5 yards in that drive. And Harbor Beach then stalls out at the 47-yard line, has to punt it away, pins Sandusky deep back of their own 8-yard line, and then we come to halftime after two quick plays, and that's all said and done. Dave Hansen, what do you expect here in the second half? But what are we seeing that happening in the first half?
What you've seen is the Sandusky offense has been stagnant, and I'm not sure if it's the Sandusky offensive line, the play calling, or is Harbor Beach's defense has improved, and I think Harbor Beach's defense has improved. I think that's the biggest thing. They're playing very well. They're not allowing big plays. I think they allowed a 10-yard run, but everything that was 7 or less. They had a couple of tackles for losses, and that makes all the difference. And to me, the penalties have really ruined Sandusky. I think that first series may have gone